This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Again, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, moi, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read 1 Timothy 2:5. Read 1 Corinthians 11:1. 1 Timothy 2:5. Okay, don't forget that. Acts 4:12, John 14:6, and the list goes on. We follow the Christ here. Why? Because the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, 7th President of the United States of America. And guess what, friends? He was right. So we're sticking to the plan here. What's kept us free for, what, 245 years? The longest standing constitution in modern history is because we are one nation under God. And I'll tell you what, we are one nation falling to the judgments of God because we refuse to keep his commandments. And that's our aim, our objective here is to wake the church up and get busy preserving for our posterity what our forefathers preserved for us by the power of the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. With that said, we're going to talk about Muslim mosques, military bases in America. John Guandoli, former FBI, this is what he had said. They are equivalent to military bases in America because there's a militant underbelly to mosques, for those that did not know. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes. Did you know, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can find this, as a matter of fact, sonsoflibertymedia.com. The siege at Ruby Ridge, does anybody remember that? Folks, I wasn't even a Christian. I was just a little kid when that took place. And when that took place, I can still, it's embedded in my mind as to what transpired there. And because it was so incomprehensible concerning what the federal government was doing to an innocent family that they were trying to set up. And I'll tell you what, this is what really activated a constitutional militia movement in the United States of America. Because they seen what the federal government was capable of doing. And it's interesting to note that it was under President George H.W. Bush. Folks, for those that don't, again, know, and I don't mean to keep saying that, but I know a lot of people don't have this information. But if you talk to CIA, if you talk to FBI, you talk to Secret Service that were around the likes of George H.W. Bush, they say that there was no more evil man that was on the planet than that man. They called him Evil Poppy. I remember a CIA whistleblower came forward in back in the 90s after this took place, and he said, you know, if you want to know who belongs in jail, it's this guy. For what I see going under the table under this administration is second to none. So we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree when it comes to who his daddy was. And we all know he was Prescott Bush, and Prescott was indicted in 1942. They were a part of Skull and Bones. So are his children, and we've seen what transpired under his son, George W. Bush on September 11th, 2001, which, by the way, is a reopened investigation into New York for overwhelming evidence that this was an inside job. That's what's taking place. That's what's transpiring in New York today. Matter of fact, after 9/11, it's also interesting to note that 50% of the people in New York did not believe that it was a foreign power that hit us. They believe that what happened, along with the fire department and eye and ear witnesses, believed that that was a demolition bringing down the buildings, as well, friends, that they believed that it was an inside job. And namely, what it all came back to, whose front door did it come to again? George H.W. Bush. If you look at the digression of the United States of America, you can feel that it took place back in the late 80s and the 90s. When he came to power, friends, you can really feel how things began to go downhill as we see our country being slowly turned into hell. Though he claimed himself to be a Christian, the people took him for that. Behind closed doors, he acted like the devil that he really was, and now he's paying the piper because we understand what Scripture tells us when it tells us that no man is able to save their own souls alive. That's exactly right. Now this evil poppy is where he belongs. But with that said, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Siege at Ruby Ridge, the forgotten history of the ATF shootout that started a militia movement. Militia is not bad. America, if you're a gun owner, you are the militia. Read the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. 17 to 45 years old, if you want to get into great specificity. But if you're a gun owner, you're an American, you're a Christian constitutionalist, you're the militia. If you look at the history of America, if it wasn't for the militia, we wouldn't be here today. If you look in the Constitution, you'll see that the militia works hand in glove with good government to repeal invasion, it tells us. But now the media's got in the minds of the people that militia is a bad thing. No, they're pointing the finger at you as being the bad thing if you own a gun. Or if you are for the American way of life. Or if you are a Christian or a constitutionalist. Or you believe in pro-life, and the list goes on. Common sense comes into play, friends, when we define what an American is, right? We're pro-God first and foremost, and we are pro-country secondly, friends, along with our brothers. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. 1 John, read it, chapter 5, when you get a moment. But folks, does anybody recollect what took place there at the siege at Ruby Ridge? Do you remember Randy Weaver and his family and the federal agents on August 21st, 1992? What it was, friends, in the short version, is that Randy Weaver and his wife, Vicky, moved with their four kids to the Idaho Panhandle near the Canadian border to escape what they thought was an increasingly corrupt world. And then it goes from there, friends. But I want to get to the specifics as to what took place. And I want you to understand that Randy Weaver was, in so many ways, a typical American story. He grew up in an Iowa farming community. He lives there now. He got decent grades in his high school and played football. His family attended church regularly. And then he dropped out of community college because he couldn't afford it, so he joined the Army in 1970. So he was honorably discharged. So he serves his government that later attacks him. Okay, we know that the FBI in 1985 tried to set up Randy Weaver as a snitch for the Aryan Nations. He refused to do so. Randy ended up selling two shotguns full length to the FBI. ATF informants Kenneth Fatterly, and what they did is they ended up cutting the shotguns in half. Then they blamed Randy for selling illegal sawed-off shotguns. This all came out in court documents when the federal government was successfully sued by Randy and his family for the crimes that the federal government committed against him and his family. Very few people know that Randy Weaver sued the federal government and won. And of course, the CIA-controlled media doesn't want you to know that, but we do. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Dr. John Diamond with Peacemakers Outreach. I would like to personally invite you, your friends, and church families to the first annual Faith and Freedom Conference that's being held at the Edinburgh Camp and Conference Grounds on September 28th. Our lineup includes a group of the strongest Christ-centered American patriots ever brought to Western Pennsylvania.
The Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh features moderator Dr. Mike Spaulding of Soaring Eagle Radio, Fran Reese, president of Salt and Light Council, nationally known speakers and authors William Federer and Matt Truella, Dan Fisher, a leader of the Modern Black Robe Regiment, Rusty Thomas of Operation Save America, syndicated radio host Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio, and Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer of Past the Salt Ministries.
It's the Faith and Freedom Conference in Edinburgh, September 28th. For tickets and information, go to faithandfreedomconference.com. That's faithandfreedomconference.com. Faith and freedom. You can't have one without the other.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We are up to 115 affiliates in the United States of America, broadcasting into over 115 cities nationwide. We appreciate your trust. With that said, we're also broadcasting into 53 different countries, and we are giving it a shot here, friends, on live stream on YouTube. Before it's news called me up and asked me if I would be willing to go ahead and do a live broadcast. We have, and we're also at sonsoflibertymedia.com. So I want to give a high five over to my friend Michael Roach over there. And concerning our 115th affiliate, we'll be bringing more attention to that in just a day as more information gathers so we can exactly point out to you who it is. I believe it is in California somewhere. I know that we got like 5 affiliates in California already, and it's another one in California that just picked us up. People are picking this show up, friends, because they're sick and tired of conservatism, the modern version of it. You know, yesterday's liberals. Again, conservatives are called to be the salt of the earth, Jesus said, which all goes back to him. And salt stops the putrefaction of moral decay, and we see things going backwards because we see that the best Americans have concerning today's conservative talking heads are nothing more than controlled oppositions just to keep in line today's conservatives so they don't get out of hand, friends. And keep in mind, that is the fact. I just did an article on it the other day. If you'd like to check it out, go to Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You'll find over 100 articles there. You can also go over to WND as well and find probably a couple hundred articles over there as well. But again, friends, without belaboring this, I want to get to this. We're going to be getting to the Muslim mosques, military bases in America, said former FBI John Guandoli. Recep Tayyip Erdogan said, "The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers." You are being infiltrated today, America. by those that mean to implement a constitution, a law that runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution. Listen, we have illegals coming into the United States of America. No question about it. One does have to ask the question, friends. First of all, why is your government not enforcing the law? That's how you destroy a country. That's what's happening. Number two, why are they taking from the Middle East those that have the lowest IQ on the globe? And why are they gathering the most dangerous people in the world from Somalia? And why are they importing them into the United States of America? If this is not by design, then what is it? And if you know little of history, let me bring you back to it again. Adolf Hitler made an alliance with the Muslims to help him do his wicked deed in eradicating his political opposition. That is a fact. You can watch videos, friends. You can watch the video of the alliance between him and the Muslim nations. Folks, there are people that are being used as a political battering ram. There are people that are being used to kill them off for political purposes in an attempt to establish a global order. That's what's at play here, for those that have not paid attention. The Third Reich was just that. George Bush calls it the New World Order over 212 times. From the presidential bully pulpit, he said it right out of his mouth. He's the one that said they want to create a new world order. And he said as well, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Who's creating the chaos more than corrupt representatives and the CIA-controlled media? There you have it. Deal with those two groups of people, friends, and you have a starting period. But that's what the Lord commands by keeping his commandments and dealing with the wicked to establish judgment that we might know righteousness and peace within the gate. We're not going to have that until we obey the Lord. And if we really truly love him, Romans 5:5, the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto us, that's not a difficult task, friends. It really isn't, to obey the Lord. You obey him because you love him, not because you have to. Now, with that said, I want to go back to this. This is the sonsoflibertymedia.com, a brand new article. Siege at Ruby Ridge, the forgotten history of the ATF shootout that started a militia movement. Now, I've already highlighted just a bit on Randy Weaver. Showed you he's just an all-American kid, right? And he wanted a little peace of mind, so him and his wife moved out to a desolate area in the United States of America. The FBI laid to him as a prime target to use him as a snitch concerning their obsession with the Aryan Nation due to a man by the name of Robert J. Matthews, who was a member of the Order, okay, the Aryan Nation. And they labeled it a terrorist organization, including members of the Aryan Nation. The FBI's hostage, listen to this, the FBI's hostage rescue team burned Matthews alive inside of his own home. This is your federal government and what it's capable of doing. And don't forget about, friends, Waco, Texas, okay? Don't forget about all these shootings that are taking place on a mass scale in the United States of America, and eyewitness accounts and ear witness accounts as to what truly took place outside of what counters the CIA controls narrative. Okay, what is your government capable of? Remember what Mengele said, the SS officer under Adolf Hitler. He said, the more we do to you, the less you believe it's us doing it to you. You need to understand they do the unthinkable. Most Americans, namely the older generation, believe that government's incapable of doing or unwilling to do the things that they have been found guilty of doing so many times in the United States of America. And that's why I'm reiterating the point even now, friends. Wake up! Due to his ongoing refusal to be a snitch, Randy Weaver was then arrested in 1991 on illegal firearm sales charges. These charges stem from Weaver's earlier sale of two shortened shotguns to Fatterly, okay, the undercover ATF agent. Remember this guy? A sale which the feds later admitted constituted illegal entrapment. Weaver also said he sold them two shotguns and they actually sawed them off, the FBI did. Okay, and then they called him a criminal for something that they did while setting him up. Weaver's court date was set for February 19th, 1991, then changed the next day. Weaver, however, received notice that his court date was not until March 20th. He missed his February court appearance, and a bench warrant was then issued for his arrest. Sounds like someone's trying to set up Brother Randy, doesn't it, friends? Already skeptical of the feds after their repeated strong-arm tactics, both Randy and Vicky saw this as further evidence that Weaver would not receive a fair trial. They increasingly isolated themselves on their Ruby Ridge farm, vowing to fight rather than to surrender peacefully. Now listen to this. This is what's important. During the standoff, a voluntary surrender date was negotiated with the marshals for October 1991, but the United States Attorney and the office refused the settlement. The deputy director of the Special Operations Group of the Marshals Service, using evidence obtained through surveillance, believed that the best course of action was to drop the indictment, issue a new one under seal, and use undercover agents to arrest Weaver, who presumably, friends, would have dropped his guard. On August 21st, 1992, again, pay close attention, six heavily armed, camouflaged U.S. Marshals went to the Weaver property with the purpose of reconnaissance. The Weaver's dog gave away the position of the Marshals, alerting their 14-year-old son, Sammy, and a 24-year-old friend of the family named Kevin Harris, who investigated what the dogs were barking at while armed. Unsurprisingly, there are several accounts of how the shooting began. The Weavers claimed that the camouflaged Marshals first fired and refused to identify themselves. The Marshals claimed that when they rose to identify themselves, they were fired on by Sammy Weaver, the 14-year-old son, and Kevin Harris, defending themselves. And yet, in another version of the events, Marshall shot the Weaver's dog, Striker, as he exposed their position and were fired upon by Sammy in retaliation. Now listen to this. As Randy Weaver called his boy, 14-year-old Sammy, to come back to him, he said, I'm coming, Dad. And as he ran back to the house, that is to say, he was fleeing the scene, not regrouping for another attack, he was shot in the back by the federal marshals. 14-year-old boy. They shoot his dog, they now shoot his son. A sniper aimed for an instant shot kill on Randy, but Randy moved at the last minute and the shot entered his shoulder, exiting through his armpit. Okay? A second shot missed Kevin Harris and hit Vicky in the head while she was standing outside of the door with her baby in arm. They shot her in the head. Your federal government did. Who was holding their 10-month-old daughter at the same time in her arms. Friends. Okay? FBI sniper, listen carefully so you understand how this works. Lon Harucci fired through a door without seeing who was on the other side of it at people who were fleeing and posed no threat. He was later charged with manslaughter and the deaths, but the charges were dropped. Harucci was also involved in the Waco siege, and Timothy McVeigh printed up cards for gun shows encouraging people to target him. Okay? Who was doing this, friends? You know what, the standoff lasted 10 days, and I end with this, and it involved between 300 and 400 agents who cruelly named the camp, friends, Camp Vicky. They killed his dog, they killed his 14-year-old son, then his wife Vicky, they shot her in the head, holding their 10-month-old baby, and they began to harass Randy and Kevin inside by calling it Camp Vicky. This is your federal government who was sued for $3 million.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says gun deaths in the United States are a public health issue. Speaking at the White House before heading off to Kentucky, the president says he does not want guns to end up in the hands of the insane and mentally ill.
We're working on background checks. There are things we can do, but we already have very serious background checks. We have strong background checks.
The president is in Kentucky meeting with veterans. The Department of Homeland Security is announcing some sweeping changes to U.S. immigration policy. They want to end the long-standing federal court agreement that limits how long the government can hold immigrant children in custody, which could lead families to be detained for months or even years. Acting DHS Secretary Kevin McAleen says it's a step toward addressing the border situation.
What this will do is substantially increase our ability to end the catch-and-release challenges that have fueled this crisis for families.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses, and you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure, you were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck. This is truck oil. This is hunting, fishing, camping way off the grid oil. This is climbing mountains in the rain, snow, and mud oil. This is hauling the world's greatest tailgate party halfway across the country, oil. This is not top-down cruising to the corner store for cupcakes oil. This is Shell Rotella Gas Truck, just for your truck and SUV, oil. Find Shell Rotella Gas Truck at your local Advance Auto Parts today.
Ah, the copperhead snake. It hisses before attacking. But that's not a copperhead. That's the Sullivan's RV freshwater tank overflowing into their black one, which is backing into their vent pipe, making for a very different kind of attack. One that arrives just in time for taco night. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, I want to end with this real quick. Siege at Ruby Ridge, sonsoflibertyradio.com, written by Sam Jacobs. Friends, the forgotten history of the ATF shootout that started a militia movement. Do understand that Randy Weaver at Ruby Ridge, his dog was shot, Striker, his son, 14 years old, Sammy, was killed by federal marshals, along with his wife, who was standing outside the door holding their 10-month-old baby. She was shot in the head, and it's also interesting to note that the sniper that was responsible for doing the shooting was also a part of Waco. Again, giving you facts here, friends, not giving you my opinion or anything outside of that, friends. I'm giving you sound information here. He was responsible for doing the shooting because he was doing what he was told, friends. Like so many people are in bureaucracies that have been created by corrupt government in America today. They're just doing their job. Just like the SS did, and just like all those people in the state that worked under Adolf Hitler, you know, during the hearings in 1942 of May, friends. It's interesting to know all those war criminals under Adolf Hitler. You know what they kept resorting to? Well, we were just doing our job. No, you weren't. If you were doing your job, you'd have stood up against Adolf Hitler. You know what they did is. Biddings. Remember, Adolf didn't pull the trigger. All those that were just doing their job were just like these federal agents, friends, that somehow or another got a thrill by shooting innocent people, dogs, kids, and wives. But I want to end with this, friends. This is why the Second Amendment is so important. This is why those in the Freedom Patriot Constitutional Survival and Second Amendment movements remember this day, because it's a chilling reminder of the predatory and aggressive nature of federal law enforcement. Okay, let's call it for what it is. This is why people are so adamant about keeping their Second Amendment rights, friends. Because of people that are so willing to do what they want to do and think at the end of the day that they're going to be held unaccountable for their crimes against we the people. People have had it enough of this in this country. People have had it in this country with crimes and those in federal positions or government positions or capacities that act in act out in such a fashion that they believe that they're somehow above the law that they're there to enforce. That's the purpose you have the Second Amendment, friends. Quit being a bunch of pansies and capitulators talking about, well, I want my Second Amendment rights so I can go deer hunting. You know all the well that's not what it's about. That's not the reason the government gave it to us. Our forefathers established it. And isn't it interesting? All those representatives trying to take your guns away today, they have their little flags on their shirts, don't they? Or their little business coats. Trying to deceive you into believing that they're on the same side. They are not. They are not on the same side. They're working antithetical. They are working to strip you of your God-given rights to defend yourself against them if they turn tyrannical. That's the purpose. That is the purpose. And by the way, this sniper's name was Horucci, Lon Horucci. He was a part of the Waco siege. And he was also the sniper that was killing off Randy Weaver's family. For the record, Randy Weaver successfully sued the federal government for $3 million for the federal government's crimes against him and his family. Many of the FBI agents that were involved, the lower sort, friends, were sent to prison for manipulating and creating evidence against Randy Weaver and his family. Okay? So we got a lot of questions to be asking concerning political prisoners today and those that put them in prison, and why are they in prison in so many different ways. But you believe the media that tells you all these were rotten people, they were militia, look what they were doing, look what they were planning on doing. Speculative talk rather than factual talk. And you listen to it. And you listen to it. Ah, my gosh. Can you imagine Randy and his son being shot by a federal agent because he wouldn't be a snitch for the government? Doesn't this anger anybody out there, America? This is happening here. Also keep in mind, Randy Weaver's friend was completely exonerated for shooting and killing a federal agent who was trying to take him out. And I want you to remember this, friends, these 300 to 400 United States Marshals and FBI agents that were a part of the siege, I want you to let this sink in, okay? They began to mock the fact that they just shot Randy Weaver's wife. They were mocking her, friends. They were saying, when is Vicky going to make breakfast, America? I need to stay on this. When is she going to make breakfast? Mocking and tormenting. Putting up microphones and shooting the signal into the place that they built to be left alone. This all because he wouldn't concede to the FBI that wanted to use him as a snitch by force. It's so unthinkable. But this is what government has become in this country. You know, I did an article on the fact that America, it's not a foreign enemy attacking you. It's your own government doing it in so many different ways. I was thinking of Kevin Harris. He was the one that shot and killed a federal agent defending himself. He was completely exonerated. You know, and this is the information that the American people to hear. Kevin Harris, who was part of the militia the FBI was taking down, was defending himself and he killed a federal agent. He was completely exonerated. Randy Weaver, that big bad Randy Weaver and his little 14-year-old son and his wife, you know, that were out in the middle of nowhere minding their own business, and because he wouldn't be a snitch, they sued the federal government for $3 million for the crimes committed against them. And guess who gave them the order, friends? Mr. George W. Bush. I'm sorry, Mr. George H.W. Bush. And then President Clinton, and then General Janet Reno. Oh, and don't forget the fact that, friends, the new appointee, the Attorney General, Mr. William Barr, that Donald Trump appointed, he was also a part of the cover-up concerning, well, he attempted to. He was doing his best to justify what the government did to Randy Weaver and his family. He is a pro-gun confiscator, as we now see. And Donald Trump nominated him to become the new Attorney General. Guess where he's at now? He's the new Attorney General. I just wanted you to know that. I just wanted you to know that. This isn't the foreign government doing this, friends. It is foreign to our Constitution. 300 to 400 agents that didn't ask any questions, that just did what they were told to do, were attacking a man, his friend, his wife, his brand new baby, his daughter, by the way, and his son Sammy and his dog Striker. And how many people in America know that Randy Weaver successfully sued the federal government? How many know that Kevin Hart was completely exonerated? How many know that the sniper that the federal government used, Mr. Lon Harucci, was also a part of the Waco siege? By the way, for those that did not know, again, I'm just throwing this information out there, friends. I believe there was 3 to 4, you can watch it on the video, 3 to 4 of Billy Bob Clinton's personal security guards that knew too much were killed by their own on top of one of the buildings at Waco. If you watch the video, you can see, as I believe it's 2 or 3 that walk in. Someone just highlighted this. This is why I'm recollecting this. And it's interesting to know that one of them, when they all went in, then he goes behind him and you can see him shooting at them. And then you can see bullets coming back at him because they realize now that they were set in for the kill by the man that was still standing outside. Of course, they had to blame the Davidian branch, friends. But if you watch the video, you can clearly see that's not who was doing the shooting at all. If you know anything about Waco, friends, again, we have another situation, friends, where the federal government, the American people, got involved. They paid attention to the details, and they watched the whole thing unfold, and they watched what the federal government was willing to do to a bunch of innocent people and their children. And their children. Am I saying Mr. Koresh was innocent? I'm not saying he was innocent, friends. I am saying that he didn't deserve to have his compound burned down the way it was with how many people inside of it, including kids. But again, friends, you're submitting yourself to a government today that has sanctioned the murder of now up to date over 60 million babies. Hey, friends, I wanted to remind you of something. Adolf Hitler didn't even kill that many people, and this is all being done on your watch because the government said so. Yeah, just know it's okay. It's a choice. Go ahead and kill them. As the American people continuously allow the government and the media, corrupt though they are, and you know they are, to continuously set the narrative. Everybody's becoming politically correct. Everybody's beginning to pick up their talking points about what they can talk about and what they can't talk about. Who's doing the browbeating? Who's the racist, friends? Who's the haters, friends? Who's the bigots, friends? If you want to find out what you can't speak out or who you can speak out against, friends, you want to find out who means to control you? There you have it, right there. Now you know who means to control you. Who's attacking you? Who gains from all of this? Why is your First Amendment under attack? Why is your Second Amendment under attack? Why is your Fourth Amendment under attack? Why is your Fifth Amendment under attack? Who's doing that, friends? Is that the foreigners doing that to you? Is that the deep state doing that to you, America? No, it's not. It's the brand new administration that's doing it because the agenda goes forward because the Lord said, if you'd all forget about me, I will turn your country into hell. And so it is. You want to dare the justice of God? You know, for all those that say, I just don't believe in God, well, read the judgments of God and tell me you have a problem seeing his judgments today, because I'm here to tell you it's raining all over this country today. We're going to take a quick break. I'll set this up. I'll tee it up for tomorrow. Muslim mosques, military bases in America, according to John Guandoli, former FBI. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, it's proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Check them out. I want to get over to this. I want to put a little salt on your tongue for tomorrow. It's interesting. A senior editor, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Tim Brown, just posted, and you can watch the video. I watched it during the last break. Muslim praying on a plane gets up and punches out flight attendant. You can watch the video, friends. The bearded man fought with other passengers before punching a stewardess. This Muslim who got down and prayed on this flight claimed a bomb was on board and yelled, "Pray to Allah. This plane will blow up. This plane will blow up." Other passengers guarded him while the plane carried out emergency landing. Friends, I got a question for you. What is emboldening these people to act in such a fashion outside of governments on a global scale? You know, isn't it interesting, and I've shared this before, but I want you to hear it this way. Isn't it interesting when these terror attacks, by the way, who do they work for? More control, right? By who? The powers that be on a global scale, right? It's a fact. They condemn the bombings or the terror attack, but they never condemn those that are responsible for committing the terror attack. They're giving them a free hand. Why? Remember Adolf Hitler? Remember Joseph Stalin? Remember Mao Zedong? Remember Mussolini? Remember dictators of the past and present? They always send out their brown shirts, don't they? They create the chaos, then they bring in the new order. They create the chaos, then they bring in the new order, friends. Oh, that's just a thing of the past. You're an absolute, well, let me say it this way. I'll say it in a nice way. I was going to say you're an absolute fool, which you are, if that's the case, and that's what you believe, but you believe it to your own demise. Folks, the media knows how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. Just think about that. The media knows how to lie better than you know how to live out the truth. That's true. 1 John 3:18. Whoa, craziness. You got to watch this video, sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Muslim praying on plane gets up and punches out flight attendant. Claims there's a folks, you get out of my way. I'm a Muslim. I can do whatever I want. They're doing the same thing in America. Americans, Terror Tide Care is doing the same thing right on the heels of the ACLU, which is a communist organization subversive to American government. This you know and this I know, but yet there they are. Planned Parenthood, friends, is a subversive organization to our God-given rights. Common sense comes into play, but they've been there since what? The 30s, the 40s, and the 50s, and here we are today trying to figure out what's going on. Now here comes CARE. Speaking of the Muslims, which this is a great segue, I was just told yesterday, and I told the American people this was coming, but of course I'm crazy, like I usually am, right, until it plays out, and I just stand back and say, yep, Lord, I knew what was rolling through me and what was going through me is what you were bringing. Yep, the Holy Ghost is alive forevermore. He shows us things to come, right? There is now a Muslim caucus. I was also told yesterday that the CARE organization and Muslims across the United States are trying to implement, put in place, over 5,000 Muslims into government positions today. Well, hey, you know what? The good news is Donald Trump is at least slamming Ilhan Omar. The good news is at least he's slamming the likes of Rashida Tlaib, right? I mean, that's the good news. America, do you understand what you're setting yourself up for? America, if you've not seen what's happening over in Europe, open up your eyes. I just seen a video yesterday morning of a man in Florida that had an altercation with a Somalian man. The Somalian, it was over a garbage can. Basically, to move your garbage can, just something petty. You know what the Muslim went and did? He went and got his sword, unsheathed it, and started to swipe at him. This was in Florida. This was in Florida. I seen another one in Arizona where a Muslim, a radical Muslim, called up the police. The police came out and asked him what the problem was. And he just sat there and he stared at the cop. If you haven't seen this video, check it out. It was in Arizona. He picked up rocks and he started to throw it at the cop. Cop told him, he pulls out his gun, aims it at him and says, for him to desist, cease and desist. He kept going and he starts to walk at the police officer. As he walks at the police officer must have warned him four or five times, leaving without a shadow of a doubt that what he did was gave that man an opportunity to quit assaulting the police officer. The police officer shoots him. See, America, like anybody, I don't care if they're from a different country, but I'll tell you, these people, when they come into America, friends, there is no question about it. Out of their own mouths, they mean to conquer. They mean for you to understand that they are above American law. Ask Mustafa. Carol, friends, out of Texas, he's a part of the CARE group there. That's exactly what he said. They're only going to do what you're going to allow them to do. Why are they so emboldened to do the things that they do? Because, folks, they don't know any different. Now you got to raise them up, right? And by the way, for all those people in the churches that are going over to the mission field to preach a gospel there that you refuse to preach in your own backyard, now you have a prime example because this president, man, he's dropping them right off in the cities in America for you to proselytize. Now go ahead and preach that gospel here. You don't have to raise money from people in churches to go get a plane ticket and go over to the Middle East. No, you can do it in your own backyard because now they're coming to you. America, this isn't a game. America, I'm not talking to a third world country. I say this because I love. The truth sets men free. right? As we follow the Christ, John 14:16, this isn't a game. Let me say it again. While all the conservatives and all the professed Christians, friends, are just omitting in conversation the things that matter the most, America, you are under attack like you've never been under attack before. And again, let me interject this, insert this into this conversation. While this administration is attempting to strip the American people of their God-given rights to defend themselves. Well, it's for the mentally ill. By the way, we've seen this coming a long time ago. They tried pushing this pill, friends. They tried to get you to drink this Kool-Aid right after Columbine, not knowing that there was 101 other eyewitnesses that seen more than two shooters. CBS reported 5 to 6 shooters. Police officers reported 5 to 6 shooters. Kids reported up to 10 shooters in that school. But they needed the two, the sick kids, right? Right? Well, we gotta get those guns out of the mentally ill hands. Who are the mentally ill through these red flag laws? Anybody that's turned in by their neighbor that ends up in court and the government says that you're a threat. A threat to what? Let's call it for what it is. A threat to their global system. A threat to their global initiative, friends. What else would it be? I mean, how many crimes have been committed in gun-free zones? How many crimes have been committed by criminals that didn't have a license, that didn't purchase a gun lawfully and legally? Come on, America. When are we going to wake up, right? Let's wake up to the reality of what's going on here. You're being set up for the fall. That's what this is about. Anybody that they deem is not mentally healthy, friends, they want to strip away your guns. Guy in Maryland got shot and killed by the police last year because he wouldn't give them up. We told you that was coming. Right? Now we find out that there's over 1,700 other individuals in the United States of America that have had their guns illegally confiscated by the government. Why? Well, we already heard from Dianne Feinstein and Janet Reno. Our military, they're mentally ill guys. You know, they can fight their unconstitutional wars, but when they come back, they're a threat to who we are because we trained them up to go kill innocent people, not to resist us, of course. So what are they going to do? They're going to deem them mentally ill. And I want you to hear this before the end of the show because this is an outstanding quote. And it's exactly right on the money. There are 21.8 million armed forced veterans in the United States of America. Let that sink in. Over 14 million of them can walk into combat tomorrow. Did you hear me? Who's the threat? Well, they're going to deem our military, our veterans, as being mentally unfit to own a gun. Because they're a threat to what I just said. They're a threat to corruption. That's what this is all about. They're a threat to corruption. And by the way, who's attempting to disarm the American people? The corrupt. They're not obeying their oath. They're not upholding the Constitution. They're tearing it down. So they want to convince you that they're the good guys while they continuously strip the American people away from empowering themselves to resist them against those that are corrupt. The corrupt are the ones trying to disarm you, friends. There's over 350 million guns in the United States right now. And I want you to know that if guns were really about killing people, you'd all be dead by now. So why don't you shut your television off and do some homework and your own due diligence so you can understand what's really happening in the United States of America. Folks, I promise tomorrow, it's just going to be the whole show. I'm just going to stick to it. Muslim mosques, military bases in America. The mosques are our barracks, the domes of our helmets, the minarets, our bayonets, and the faithful, our soldiers. Who said that? The Turkish Muslim president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. We're going to hit it tomorrow. It's a testimony of John Guandoli talking about military bases in America through Muslim mosques.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.